not to be too romantic, but if I was overwhelmed this week with my own family and with how much support I got, we are all deeply living in this many-colored grace of God, living in it, becoming more aware of it, I think, through being here at Holden Village for a short season. And we become more aware of God's many-colored grace through each other, through the new friendships that we make, through renewing old friendships, sometimes unexpectedly, through the artwork, the striking colors of the artwork, the many textures of the textiles we see here, the delicious food, the wonderful music, the engagement that we have with our intellect as well as our spiritual side. It's such a blessing, and such a blessing to be here, really overwhelmed by God's abundant grace. And this is to say nothing of the context, that beautiful nature. I saw a purple flower today, a small purple flower with a yellow center, and once again was just touched by God's gift to all of us, in just even the beauty of nature. Now, one thing that strikes me particularly about this passage from which the theme comes is about us being stewards of the many-colored grace of God and serving one another with whatever gift each of us have received. Even speaking as if speaking the words of God and serving with the strength that God gives us. We indeed are the body of Christ in the world. And we've been commissioned to be stewards. What's a steward? A steward is someone who manages and takes care and wisely uses something that's not that person's, not the steward's, but it's God's, and we've been given so abundantly. And especially in this time when the board has been considering the mine remediation and the long-term plans, we're so aware of the conscientious stewardship that's being exercised so that this place can continue to inspire so many to be renewed and then to go forth, as we will tomorrow, go forth in our own context to discern how we can be the Word of God and God's service. Now, we can't take ourselves all that seriously, but we do have this many-colored grace of God, and we may find ourselves, as I did this week, running around the whole camp after children in our efforts to live out of that grace. But it's our charge to consider where we are. One of the most inspiring stories in the Bible for me is the book of Esther, my namesake. And before she delivers her people, before she summons the courage to address the king and save the entire Jewish nation from annihilation, her uncle Mordecai challenges her and says, "Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity as queen for such a time as this. Whether it's here in this village or if we leave and go back to our home contexts, we have the awareness and we know that we are living in God's grace. And we can be bold enough to love constantly and to serve with all of our hearts for the glory of God through Jesus Christ. Amen."
There is a baptismal theme through tonight, not only with our baptism following the service, but you'll notice that the baptismal font is placed squarely right in front here. And the scriptures talk about baptism in many different ways, as adoption into Christ, as being grafted into a living tree, as enlightenment, as death and new life. And also as identity, and as in being a child of God. There are a great many things that the world may say, or identities that may be given to us, but baptism is the gift of an identity, as child of God. And during our closing hymn, the children, some of them, are going to be taking water from the baptismal font and into some bowls. And you'll be invited to come forward, and they're going to be making the sign of the cross with water from the baptismal font on your forehead, saying you are a child of God. So you'll be invited to come forward as you choose, and as our hymn is going on. Tonight, our baptismal font is, of course, this one. And Railroad Creek is a baptismal font as well tonight, and they're all water from the same source. And so as we sing our closing hymn, 881, you'll be invited, as you are moved, to come forward and to receive from the children a baptismal blessing. Those who wish to join the baptismal procession, please gather right outside the VC as soon as we're finished here. We'll gather together and then process down. The Mavericks have put out planks for us where there's a little standing water so that no one will get wet except the few that are actually in the creek. But we'll gather outside and sing as we process down. We'll be going between Koinonia and Lodge 6. Go in peace, serve the living God.